Welcome to a special bonus episode of Herb Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for all herbers. I'm Eric Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstrom.
And I'm Kristen Gorick.
And yeah, season three of Wynonna Earp is over, but there are some delicious extra things on iTunes to be watched. And we've been talking about a lot of them over in the first class lounge of the Incomparable for all Incomparable members. But there was one that we decided looked so special that we needed to drop it in the main feed.
It spoke to our hearts, really.
Yeah. The title literally says it's for everybody. So
yeah,
and how could we not?
Yep. Everybody loves Nedley.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
I feel if someone doesn't, like, I don't know if I can talk to them anymore.
Right.
You could not like any of the other characters. I think, okay, you don't have to like them. But
yeah, I feel the same way. Like, even characters that I just really, really love, like, you know, first season Doc. I can understand why that might not be your cup of tea, but Randy Nedley.
Yeah,
that and everybody's Jeremy. Cup of tea.
Yeah,
everybody's got to love Jeremy too.
But. Yeah, I'm diehard Jer-Bear.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Well, and they both
they're kind of adorable in this, and I feel like Jeremy might be the anti-Nedley, in not in like, because he's so like peppy and cute and energetic, and Nedley is so like chill and
grumpy,
matter of fact. Yeah.
And like even when he's telling a joke, he's just like so deadpan.
I am just so thrilled to death that they put together this particular extra. It's just all it is about Greg Lawson as a man, as an actor, and Randy Nedley as a character. And it's got clips of the actors, you know, some of them going back a ways.
At least a season or two.
Yeah. And we also had some actual, you know, clips from the show itself, old enough from like back when Dolls was still alive, which
the pilot,
the
even.
First, yeah, yeah. I was gonna say the first episode and the first confrontation, because it was a confrontation between Nedley and Wynonna.
And is that the first time we meet Nedley?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yep,
I think it is. Yeah. So it was nice to, after being so worried about him as we were this season. And then having him, you know, sort of get his groove back at the end of the season, it was really cool to go back to the very beginning and look at the evolution of this character that, if you had asked me in the first few episodes, is this a character who's going to have an evolution, I would be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd be like, is he the guy in the cowboy hat?
Yeah, right.
Well, and Emily says that he started as a dick.
Yep. He did.
Because he was. And then Greg Lawson, the actor, was saying he kind of thought up some backstory. And then also it became evident that although it appears Nedley is like the clueless sheriff who knows nothing of what's going on, he's playing it close to his chest and he actually sees everything, but sort of uses it to his advantage to let people think he's too dumb to know.
Yeah. And as they even said on the show itself, there's all this other stuff going on, but he, as the sheriff, really needs to focus on the citizens of Purgatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he makes that really adult choice, and Emily says he doesn't have time for the love triangles or the demon hunting or the Game Boys.
The beautiful idiots.
Yes, he is Mr. Sheriff. He's a hardcore sheriff, and he takes his job seriously, and it's important. And
is it in season one or season two where he has that conversation with Nicole, sort of saying, I think it's in season the beginning of season two, because she thought she was going to get black badge status and didn't end up.
That's right.
Yeah. And then he's like, you know, actually what we're doing is really important and it's not as sexy and it doesn't seem as exciting, but what we do is important and this town needs us and you do a good job. And
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And apparently Greg Lawson as an actor is also very thoughtful and makes like adult decisions. Like everybody had such good things to say about him as an actor and about how professional he is in terms of thinking about the character of Nedley and the backstory and the choices, and how, like, Varun was talking about how the two of them can sit down and talk on and on about their characters for ages. It's just, that is so cool. No wonder he comes across on screen feeling like he's so much more than the few moments that we get with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And I also loved the little bits where they're talking about him going to his first Comic-Con.
I know. That is adorable.
So
I think it must have been Calgary Expo, probably.
Yeah.
It did say Calgary Expo in the back of the screen behind him.
Nice.
Perfect. and how much he loved it and how he was nervous at first, which of course,
naturally.
He would be. And you know, somebody was dressed as Nedley. And...
Vacation Nedley.
Yeah.
Which I which, feel like that
now
is so,
relevant.
Like, yeah, but it's so like Emily to like take that, note it, put it away, bring
Hawaiian
it back
shirts.
At the end of season three. That's so that's so fun.
Yep. Yep. And how now he feels like there's a little bit of pressure on him.
Yeah, he's met the fans and mm-hmm. received a scarf and just he's sort of like, and I don't want to let them down. It's just so sweet because
yep.
you could never let us down.
No.
Greg, Nedley.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we had to check and look at his tweets.
Yeah,
I think they were talking about his Twitter and how we were like, did he actually only do two tweets? And he started April of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he does have a few. Not
and
a ton.
And Herb Trip was following him.
We were already following him. Yes, we were. Mm-hmm. But.
Yep. So if you're not already following Greg Lawson, you should get on that.
Yeah.
Yep. apparently, it won't really clog up your Twitter feed.
Just with a few gems here and there, just like mm-hmm. Nedley.
Yeah, so perfect. Yep. So I think that was a perfect capper sort of to put on the end of the season, because he does get like the capper line, the
yeah.
final little.
Well, and he was really like, he was stepping aside so Nicole had the space to step up mm-hmm. and become sheriff. But now it looks like, oh, wait, it just means he's stepping aside in that role and he's not mm-hmm. disappearing from the show, because I feel like we've got to have at least a few good episodes mm-hmm. of Winona and Nedley.
Right?
It's going to yes. be so good.
Oh, that is like if Winona Earp, the show, decided to do a few little like webisodes type things.
Oh, my goodness.
In between that
yes.
are just Nedley and Winona like going around. In one of the VAM extras, we had Melanie Scrofano saying, you know, I hope they go and, you know, plunder a department store or something like mm-hmm. that and
yes.
then go save the world. I want to see that.
I want to see that. Don't you feel it would be Winona plundering and Nedley kind of sitting there going, seriously?
Well, he'd be so grumpy about it. He'd be there, but he'd be grumpy about it.
But then
it.
He'd probably like grab some
she'd be like
thing,
here
right?
this hat would look good on you, and he'd like begrudgingly put it on.
And I mean, if it's a department store, he might be heading for like, you know, picking up some belts or satchels or, you know, the practical things that you can get at a department store that I think they might need for
mm-hmm.
Demon hunting, I guess, is not the right phrase anymore, but people hunting, like they're looking
we
they're
have
looking
no
for
idea what they're hunting. And I just have this feeling it's gonna be well mm-hmm. looking first for Nicole and Robin and Jeremy before
yep.
we even go into the Garden of Eden.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, I want to see a little bit of the two of them.
Like just how they spent their summer, you know?
Yeah, yep.
Exactly. What are the minor steps of things that they had to go through to get to whatever point
you know
they
what?
Are at
it's
the beginning
probably
of the
be
next
a road
season.
Trip too.
Oh,
the
yes.
two of them stuck in a car together.
Oh my gosh.
Drinking
that
empty
truck
cups
of
coffee.
That's like still falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. boy. Well, I bet there's already fanfic out there. So, you know. That's mm-hmm. let's but I want to see it on screen. I really do.
Webisodes would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Even though I still kind of hate the term webisode. That's all right. Give it to me anyway.
She'll do anything for Nedley.
I will. All right. Well, as far as we know, this is it for the VAM, which once again stands for value added material, which is the little extra stuff that we have been getting all along on iTunes. If something else appears, we may drop it in the first class feed for members. We might drop it in this feed.
We have no idea what we're doing next.
Yeah,
we
fly by the seat of our pants.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. Randy Nedley might not approve, but
Winona would.
So, until next time, whenever and whatever that is,
lights out, bitch.